Sounds like it's going to be loud.
Good morning.
各位早。
Very happy to see you this morning.
今天早上很高兴又看到各位。
You know, it's such a busy and fast-paced world that we live in.
我们现在这个世界又忙又快。
And often I am asked to come and give one message and go home.
有时候别人请我的时候，就是请我讲一堂道，然后就回家。
It's really a luxury and a blessing to spend more than one session with you.
对我们而言是一个很大的奢侈，也是很大的祝福。
And I particularly look forward to having some interactions with you later, maybe in question and answer.
我们也希望等一下在问题解答的时候能够跟大家有更多的分享跟交通。
In many ways, each of our spiritual journey is a personal and unique one.
我们每一个人的属灵的旅程都是独特的。
And at each moment, we may have different questions about God and about our relationship with Him.
然后我们常常在不同的时间会有不同的问题关于我们与神中间的关系。
And you never know what God will use to give a breakthrough in your life.
你不知道神会使用哪一刻哪一件事情使你的信心有突破。对不起，我问一下，这个是不是有回音？嗯，还好是吧？哦，好，谢谢。
You sound good to me.
Thank you.
So it oftentimes is not the formal sermons.
常常在那个突破的时候，不见得是在听讲道的时候。
Sometimes it's the smallest thing.
有时候可能是最小的一些事情。
Something you see when you're just walking.
你走路的时候突然看到了什么。
Something suddenly that God puts in your head that suddenly opens it up for you.
突然有一件事情，神就是使用那件事情使你的心打开来了。
Last night after our message, I was speaking with a few people.
昨天我讲完道以后，跟其中几位在谈话。
There was a young lady who asked me a question. She said, "Do you always feel God is close to you?"
有一个年轻一个女孩问了我这个问题，说你是不是觉得神随时随刻都与你在一起
？Well, to be honest, no, not always.
说句老实话，不见得。
I was saved 29 years ago.
我是二十九年以前得救的。
And some days I feel very close to God.
有时候我觉得与神很亲近。
Sometimes I don't know where He is.
有时候我却觉得不知道神在哪里。
But I think the reality is that our feelings is not the foundation of our faith.
但有一件很重要的事情是，我们的感觉不是我们信仰的基础。
You might as well ask me, do you always feel very married?
可能另外一个问题是不是你随时随刻都很感觉到自己结了婚了
Well, I don't always feel married.
我不是随时随刻都感觉到我是结了婚的
But the reality is I am married.
但这个事实是我是结了婚了
I wear my ring to remind me I am married.
我戴着戒指就是要提醒我我是结了婚了
Feelings can change because of what you had for breakfast.
感觉有时候可以改变，甚至因为今天早上吃的饭。
Feelings can change because it's cloudy or rainy or sunny.
也许因为天气你就有改变。
But there are certain facts that they are either facts or not facts.
但有一些事情，要不它是事实，要不它就不是事实。
And those are the foundations of our faith.
而这一些事实就是我们信仰的基础。
And today I want to spend some time talking to you about the resurrection of Jesus.
今天早上我想跟大家谈一下耶稣基督的复活。
Because it is one of the central facts of our faith.
因为这一件事是我们信仰的中心。
It is either true or not true.
要不它就是真的，要不它就不是真的。
And if it's true, it is fundamentally vital.
如果它是真的话，它就是绝对的，非常的重要。
No matter how you feel this morning or how close you are to God in your feelings.
不管你今天早上怎么样的感觉或者你觉得你自己与神有多么亲近。
Let me start with a story that I heard. It was just kind of funny.
我先跟大家讲一个故事我觉得蛮好笑。
It was a missionary who was working among some children in the Middle East.
有一个。
She's heard it before.
有一个 有一个宣道士，他在中东，在那里，照顾一些小孩。
And this lady, she was driving her jeep down the road when she ran out of gas.
结果她就开着一个吉普车，走到了一半时候就没有汽油了。
So she didn't have a gas tank in her car.
因为她的那个车里面没有一个可以装汽油的一个那个小小的那个桶子。
She looked around and she found a potty.
所以她到处找，结果她找到一个小孩的那个小厕所。
一个尿盆。
一个小尿盆。
Right. So she walked the whole mile down the road.To gas station and filled the potty with gas.
所以他走了一里路，到了汽油站，把这个小 potty 里面装满了汽油。
And she was pouring the petrol into the tank in her car.
他就拿着这个小尿桶，然后他就这样倒那个汽油那个油缸。
And a very large Cadillac drew up.
然后没有多久，有一个好大卡的莱克的那个列。就是那种礼车经过他的旁边停在那儿。
And the car was filled with very wealthy oil sheiks.
坐在这个礼车里面的是很有钱的那个管理油那些王子。
And they were fascinated watching her pouring this potty into the gas tank.
他们就在那边很惊讶的看着他拿着那个尿桶往车里灌。
And then slowly the window rolled down.
然后渐渐的那个窗户就渐渐的这样。滑下来。
And one of them said, "Excuse me."
结果有一个人就说啊，对不起。
He said, "My friend and I, although we do not share your religion, we greatly admire your faith."
他说我跟我的朋友，虽然我们跟你信仰的不一样，但我实在是太佩服你对你自己的信仰的信心了。
I really admire your faith. You know, sometimes people think becoming a Christian is like a blind leap of faith. You know.
所以可能有人觉得我们基督徒的信心也是这样，好像就是糊里糊涂的这样的一个信心。
It's a kind of faith that is needed to expect you is the same as you expecting a car to run in the usual content of a potty.
就好像那种信心就是以为一个车子可以让尿桶应该装的那个东西灌进去就可以开。
Yes, there is a step of faith required in Christianity.
是的。基督徒，你要做一个基督徒，是需要在信心上有一个跨越。
But it's not just a blind leap of faith.
但是这个跨越不是一个糊里糊涂瞎着眼跳。
It's not that you have to get a frontal lobotomy in order to receive Jesus.
不是说你需要把脑切了以后，你才能相信耶稣。
In fact, to me, it's a fully rational faith.
对我而言，这是一个非常有理性、有理智的一个信仰。
It is a faith based not on just some philosophies, but it's based on a person, the person of Jesus.
而这个信仰不是建立在一些哲学，而是建立在一个人，耶稣基督。
Who is this person?
到底他是谁？
What did he say?
到底他说了什么？
What did he do?
到底他做了什么？
And why is it important to me?
为什么这一切对我很重要？
And these are the foundations of the Christian faith.
这一些才是基督教信仰的基石。
And so I don't have time today to go through all of the things that Jesus said.
我今天没有时间把耶稣所说的一切与大家分享。
But I want to focus on the last week of his life and his resurrection.
但我今天想针对他在世上最后这个礼拜以及他这个礼拜所发生的事情。
The New Testament contains four Gospels.
新约圣经有四本福音书。
And you find the four Gospels, almost half to two-thirds of the Gospel is talking about that last week of his life.
你就发现这四本福音书二分之一到三分之二都是针对在他最后的这一个礼拜上。
Why is this so important?
为什么这这么重要?
It's really foundational to what we believe.
因为这是对于我们所信仰的基石。
In a good passage, if you follow with me, but you can just read here, is from 1 Corinthians 15.
有一段经文很重要，是在哥林多前书。
This is 1 Corinthians is one of the first books written historically in the New Testament.
哥林多前书是在历史上很早期所写的一封书信。
It's only written about 55 AD, so it's only about less than 30 years after Jesus died.
大概是主后55年所写，所以在耶稣死了之后不到30年。
And if you read 1 Corinthians 15 verses 1 to 8 and then verse 14,
如果你看哥林多前书第十五章， 第十五章第一节,
第一到第八, and then, and then also verse 14.
然后第十四节,
I'll ask Lily to read it for us.
请大家听我读。 弟兄们, 我如今先把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道, 这福音你们也领受了, 又靠着站立得住, 并且你们若不是突然相信, 能以持守我所传给你们的, 就必因这福音得救, 我当日所领受又传给你们的, 第一, 就是基督照圣经所说的, 为我们的罪死了, 而且埋葬了, 又照圣经所说, 第三天复活了, 并且显给基法看, 然后显给12个使徒看, 后来一时显给500多个弟兄看, 其中一大半到如今还在, 却也有已经睡了的, 以后显给雅各看, 再显给众使徒看, 来了也显给我看, 我如同
未到产期而生的人一般。第十四节，若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。Yeah, so you see the centrality of this message, okay?
所以你看到这个信息的重要。Paul,
the apostle, he himself only received Christ, not that long ago before he wrote this book, maybe 15-20 years.
使徒保罗写这封信的时候, 他自己信主也不过15到20年。
And he said, brothers, I want to tell you about this thing we call the gospel.
所以他在这里说, 弟兄, 我要告诉你什么是福音, 我所传给你们的福音。
This word gospel shows up 3 times in the first 2 verses.
这个福音在前面2节出现过3次。
This is the gospel that you have received, this is the gospel that you are saved by.
这就是你所听到的, 这也是你拯救你的这个福音。
What is the gospel?
到底福音是什么?
He says, well, there's 2 things going on here.
他说福音有两个。
The first is that Jesus is Nazareth, Jesus of Nazareth, the one that just died 20-some years ago. He is the Messiah. He died for our sins.
也就是拿撒勒人耶稣, 就是他是为我们的罪而死。
And the second thing is, he was raised again.
第二点呢, 就是他从死里复活。
3 days later, he was raised again.
第三天他从死里复活。
This was the message, the content of the message of the new Christians.
所以基督徒那个时候所传的信息就是这两点。
And then he says, okay, after that he says, oh, after he was resurrected, he appeared to Jifa, who is Peter.
他在这里说, 他从死里复活, 显现给基法看,
and then he appeared to the 12 disciples. And then he appeared to the 500. Then he appeared to a bunch of other people.
嗯,
at the end, he appeared to me.
他显现了给基法, 显现了给12个使徒, 显现了给了其他的门徒, 显现了给了500多个人, 然后到最后显现给我看。
So this is the content of the gospel.
所以这个就是福音的, 福音的一部分。
The 内容.
The 内容.
Basically, he says, if Jesus is not resurrected, then everything we learn, we pass on, is useless.
他甚至在这里甚至讲说, 如果基督没有从死里复活的话, 我们所跟你讲的一切都是废话。
Now, I want to just take us back to that week and look through what happened as we think about the resurrection of Jesus.
所以我想把大家带回到那最后一个礼拜, 耶稣基督复活的那个礼拜。
You can read about this because it's written in all 4 Gospels.
4本福音书都有写到这件事情。
And let me just go through the events as they were described, let's say, in the book of Mark.
我今天要跟大家 讲的这个是从马可福音。
But let me just review the whole week of events about that happened about 2,000 years ago.
所以这件事发生在2,000年以前。
It occurred in the town of Jerusalem.
发生在耶路撒冷。
We know that about on the Sunday, which is 1 week before the resurrection.
我们在讲到那一个礼拜天，就是在复活前的一个礼拜。
Jesus came on Palm Sunday, we call it Palm Sunday. He comes into Jerusalem, marching into the town.
我们叫他为宗礼节，那一天他坐着一个驴子, 然后进入了耶路撒冷。
The first day of the week.
那就是这7天的那个第一天, 就是那一个礼拜的第一天。
In fulfillment of a very old prophecy in the book of Zechariah.
他这个样子做, 他, 就是成全了撒加利亚的一个预言。
You remember that there's all the crowds are welcoming him.
大家记不记得有很多的人在那里欢迎他。
They were waving palms and they were singing Hosanna, Hosanna.
他们手上摇着棕树，是他们在说何塞纳，何塞纳。
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
那奉主名来的乃是应当被称颂的。
Basically, he's the height of his popularity.
基本上就是说大家最喜欢他的那一刻。
And that was the beginning of a very dramatic week.
然后从那一刻开始，接着这个礼拜就是非常非常的有戏剧化。
We know on Monday.
我们知道在礼拜天，礼拜一。
He went into the temple.
他进到圣殿里。
He went to the Gentile court.
他went到了外院。
He drove out some traders and some money changers.
在那里，他把兑换银钱的一些卖动物的那些人把他赶出去。
On Tuesday,
礼拜二的时候
he went to a place called the Mount of Olives.
他到了一个地方叫做橄榄山。
And there he taught them in parables.
在那里他用语言来教他们。
And this mount overlooks Jerusalem.
因为那一个山是能够俯览那个耶路撒冷。
And looking down on the city,
当他往下看，看到城市的时候
，He predicted the destruction of the great temple that they could see.
他就预言到说，那个圣殿将要被毁坏。
He talked about future events, including his own return.
他讲到将来要发生的事情，包括他自己的再来。
On Wednesday, we don't know actually much about Wednesday.
礼拜三这个没有记载很清楚，不知道什么事。
But on Thursday,
但是礼拜四的时候
，On the evening,
在那个晚上
，Then he returned to southern Jerusalem.
他回到了耶路撒冷的南端。
We know that there was a small private upper room.
我们知道在那里有一个人家的楼上的一个房间。
He prepared himself and his disciple for his death.
在那里，他为他的门徒为他自己预备他将要面对的死。
And it was over that meal that he gave new meaning to what they call a Passover meal. There was a Passover, Jewish Passover.
在他们吃的那一顿晚饭，刚好是犹太人的逾越节的晚餐。他在那里把那个逾越节重新给了一个新的定义。
You remember he took out the bread, he broke it, and he said, "This is my body that was broken for you."
你记不记得他把面包拿起来，把它掰断了，说这是我的身体，为你们所舍。
You remember he raised the cup and he said, "This represents the covenant of my blood."
你记不记得他拿起酒杯跟他说，这个就代表一个新约，是我为你所舍的血。
Soon to be sacrificed.
我要为你舍身所流的血。
After the meal, they sang a hymn.
他们唱了一首诗歌。
And then they wandered to the Garden of Gethsemane.
然后他们就走到克西马尼园。
Where Jesus prayed in agony.
在那里，耶稣痛苦的祷告。
Because knowing of what will come of him.
因为他知道将要发生的事情。
Late Thursday evening.
礼拜四的晚上，很晚的时候。
In the dark, the torches came.
在黑暗的园子里，突然远远的看到火把。
And you recall that would follow the betrayal.
你大家可能都知道犹大，然后出卖了他。
And the arrest of Jesus.
然后耶稣被逮。
And the scattering of the disciples who deserted him.
门徒四散，离弃了他。
The false trials.
然后就是那个假的审判
，and Peter's denial，
彼得否认耶稣
，and then the condemnation, the beating, the mockery，
然后对他的那个定罪，然后责打以及对他的一些藐视
，and then on Friday，
当礼拜五的时候
，he was crucified，
他就被钉在十字架上
，along with two others。
在他的旁边有两个人也被钉
，at a place called the place of skulls，
这个地方叫做哥哥他。
Now, people are not sure whether this place of skulls is just out there or whether further up north of the city.
那这一个被钉的这个哥哥骷髅山是吧？
Yeah, place of skulls.
他可能是在这个下面这个地方，也可能是在上面那个地方。
But it's just outside the city walls.
但是不论是这个或那一个，就是在城墙的外面。
In Mark chapter 15, it describes how on the sixth hour, that is around noon on Friday.
马可福音告诉我们，大概在中午的时候，就是礼拜五的中午。
This great darkness came across over the whole area.
全地覆盖着黑暗。
It was dark, he said, until about the ninth hour, which is around 3 p.m.
然后他写到说，这个黑暗在那里一直到下午三点。
around 9th hour, around 3 p.m., it says Jesus cried out in a very loud voice.
然后在下午三点的时候，耶稣大声的呼喊。
He said, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
我的神，我的神，你为什么遗弃我？
And then he breathed his last.
然后他就他就断了气。
They took the body down after he died. They took the body down because everything had to be cleaned up before 6 p.m. before the Jewish Sabbath started on Saturday.
他一死了以后，人就需要把他的尸体拿下来，因为他们必须要在六点钟之前来处理这个尸体。第二天是安息日。
第二天是安息日。And the Bible describes how a very rich man by the name of Joseph of Arimathea went and actually boldly asked for his body.
圣经记载有一个很有钱的人叫亚利马太的约瑟来要求拿到他的尸体。
He took it down. He and actually Nicodemus, they embalmed the body.
然后他跟尼哥底母呢，把这个尸体上面就用那些香料把它裹起来。
And then they placed it in a tomb, his own tomb, cut out of a rock, and he rolled a large stone against it.
然后他就把这个新的尸体放上香料，把那个麻布裹起来以后，放在一个新的坟墓。这个坟墓是一个石头凿的一个大坟墓，然后前面滚了一块很大的石头把它封起来。
And the Bible describes how certain women, including Mary Magdalene and a few others, they saw where that tomb was.
就有一群妇女，包括抹大拉的玛利亚，看到那个坟墓是在哪里。
Yeah, so it they don't know exactly where it is. It's outside, but a quarter of a mile outside of the city.
虽然现在不太知道那个坟墓确实的地址，但知道是在城墙之外四分之一里。
Right. So then there came this very dramatic morning on Sunday morning.
然后在礼拜天早上，很大很奇妙的一个早上。
And I would just, you know, this is, you can find it in Mark chapter 16, Luke 28, Luke 24, Matthew 28, or John 20. So it's described in all four Gospels.
四个福音书都有，马可福音16章。路加福音24章，马太福音28章，以及约翰福音20章。
This is a very dramatic moment in human history.
这是人类的历史极大重要的一刻。
There were at least three women, possibly four, who, with a very heavy heart, early in the morning on Sunday, went to the tomb. Went to the tomb.
就是在那个第七日的早上，哈，那个礼拜天的早上，有三个，可能有四个的妇女，以很沉重的心情到了那个坟墓那里。
They were carrying spices that they were hoping to embalm the body with.
他们拿了很多的香料，希望能够再来膏这个尸体。
Yeah, so I'll ask Lily to read these passages for you.
所以我就会把这些经文读给大家看。
Mark 16.
马可福音第十六章第一到第八节。过了安息日，抹大拉的玛利亚和雅各的母亲玛利亚并撒罗米买了香膏，要去膏耶稣的身体。七日的第一日清早，出太阳的时候，他们来到坟墓那里，彼此说：“谁给我们把石头从墓门滚开呢？”那石头原来很大，他们抬头一看，却见石头已经滚开了。他们进了坟墓，看见一个少年人坐在右边，穿着白袍，就剩恐惧。那少年人对他们说：“不要恐惧，你们寻找那钉十字架的拿撒勒人耶稣，他已经复活了，不在这里，请看安放他的地方。你们可以去告诉他的门徒和彼得说，他在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他，正如他从前所告诉你们的。”他们就出来，从坟墓那里逃跑，又发抖又惊奇，什么也不告诉人，因为他们害怕。
They were very afraid, but because they saw something amazing.
他们非常的害怕，因为他们看到了奇妙的事情。
When they got to the tomb, the large stone was rolled away.
当他们到坟墓的时候，那个大石头已经被滚开了。
Someone else was inside.
有别人，另外一个人在里边。
Yeah, this young man told them, Jesus is risen.
在那个里面的那个年轻人告诉他们说，耶稣基督已经复活了。
So this caused a chain reaction of events that happened very fast.
然后因为这一件事情，有一连串的事情很快的就都发生了。
On the same day,
在同一天
，Jesus appeared to Peter.
耶稣向彼得显现。
He appeared to the two disciples on the road to Damascus.
也向两个往以马忤斯的门徒显现。
And they appeared to all of the disciples in his resurrected body, except Thomas.
然后他就是向其他的门徒，除了多马以外，都向他们显现。
So then, and then over the next 40 days.
然后再接着以后的这40天。
Jesus appeared alive 12 different times to more than 500 people.
这个复活的耶稣向很多人显现，包括超过500人。
Sometimes in groups.
有时候是一群人。
Sometimes individually.
有时候是一个人。
Sometimes indoors.
有时候在室内。
Sometimes outdoors in broad daylight.
有时候在室外，就是白天光天化日之下。
And so, if you were to cross-examine every one of these eyewitnesses,
如果你要在那边审这所有亲眼看到他复活的人的话，
and you only give each of them 15 minutes,
你给每一个人15分钟，
and you do this 24 hours a day with no break,
你那个一天24小时没有终止的这个样问的话，
you would have more than 5 solid days of first-hand testimony.
你会有超过五天目击者的一些见证。
Yeah, so that is why when you actually look, let's see, so, that is why when Paul was speaking to his audience in the first Corinthian passage, he was speaking to first century people.
所以保罗在写哥林多前书的时候，他是写给第一代的基督徒。
And he said, basically, he said, you know,These people are now his witnesses to our people.
他在这里讲说，这一些人都是我们的见证人。
Yeah, so basically, you know, he says they are still most of them alive.
而且他说，大部分的人到现在都还活着。
So in other words, go and ask them if you want.
他说，如果你要的话，你亲自去问他们吧。
No, today we say it was 2,000 years. That was a long time ago.
今天我们说，哎，那是2000年以前的事情。
It says, you know, who knows? Maybe it was mass hallucination.
谁知道？不一定那一些人都同时产生了幻觉。
You know, just something happened, but they just were crazy.
Yeah, 是有一些特别的事情发生，就是这一群人都疯了。
Even if that were the case.
甚至如果我们假设那是真的。
You cannot deny how this event changed history.
你不能够否认的就是这一件事情改变了历史。
We know something very dramatic happened in history in that short time period.
我们知道在这短短的时间，历史上产生了很大的改变。
Because we know 7 weeks later,
我们知道七个礼拜以后，
at what they call the Pentecost or the Feast of Weeks, which is just 7 weeks after the Passover.
就是在五旬节的时候，就是在Passover 月节以后七个礼拜。
We know that there was something very big happened in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷有件很大的事情发生了。
The Bible recorded how Peter stood up to preach.
耶稣的圣经告诉我们，彼得站起来讲道。
And over 3,000 people believed.
超过3000人在那一刻信了主，信了耶稣。
And 4 years later.
四年以后。
Saul of Tarsus, who became Paul.
大树的扫罗后来就是使徒保罗。
He was a persecutor of Christians.
他在那时候是逼迫基督徒的。
He tried to stamp out this movement.
他就是要把这一个就是说基督徒的运动能够把它能够消灭掉。
The Bible says he was breathing fire to arrest all the Christians on his way to Damascus.
圣经告诉我们他在去大马士革的路上好像冒着火一样的要去把基督徒把他们给 逮捕起来。
Well, that means there must have been a community of Christians. In fact, there are over 5,000 Christians in that community already.
所以代表说那时候一定有很多的基督徒，事实上有超过5000个基督徒了。
But the town of Damascus where he is going is 200 miles north of Jerusalem.
他所要去的那个大马士革是在耶路撒冷以北200里的地方。
So already in 4 years there had to be on average more than 3 converts per day throughout that whole region.
所以如果我们要算的话，在那个地区一定每一天至少有三个人成为基督徒才能到达这个数目。
Every day for 4 years.
每一天这样四年的时间。
We also know that in 20 years.
我们也知道二十年以后。
Every single town and along the Mediterranean coast had Christian communities.
我们知道沿着地中海的每一个城市里都有基督徒。
Within 50 years.
在五十年之内。
This movement would threaten the Roman Empire.
这一个运动。会威胁罗马帝国。
So, what can we infer from all this?
从这一切的历史事实，我们能够说什么？
The one thing seems very obvious.
我觉得有一件很重要的事情就是
that. So because okay, sorry, go back a little bit. What were these people saying? What was the message?
到底这一些人一路上在传什么样的信息呢？
It was a two-part message, exactly what Paul said in 1 Corinthians.
就是这个信息有两个部分，就像保罗在哥林多前书所说的。
They said good news. The gospel means good news.
他说好消息。
What is the good news?
什么是这个好消息?
The Jesus of Nazareth is the promised Messiah.
拿撒勒人耶稣就是应许给我们的弥赛亚。
That he died for our sins.
他为了我们的罪而死。
The second is God raised him from the dead.
第二个部分就是神使他从死里复活。
So looking at this progress, what can we infer?
所以我们看到这一串的历史。看到这一些事实，我们能够说什么呢?
The one thing is very obvious.
有一件很明显的事情就是。
Jesus' tomb must have been empty.
耶稣的坟墓一定是空的。
The body must be gone.
那个尸体一定不在了。
It cannot be otherwise.
因为不可能有任何其他的可能性。
Because the tomb is only a quarter mile outside of the city.
因为这个坟墓在城的外面只有四分之一里。
If this is the message,
如果这个是他们所传的信息。
How could it possibly have spread unless the tomb was empty?
如果那个坟墓不是空的的话，这一个信息怎么可能传开？
The silent witness of the tomb must infer that the body was gone.
空坟墓沉默的见证就是告诉我们尸体不见了。
Otherwise, it would have been very easy to kill this movement.
否则的话，这一个运动很快的就没有了。
It's because it's a very falsifiable claim.
因为他们所说的事情是很容易证明是真或是假。
Yeah.So what happened to the body?
到底尸体到哪里去了?
So, because why else would one reasonable person after another believe the Christians rather than the high priest?
否则一个一个有理智的人怎么可能会来相信这一些基督徒而不去相信大祭司呢?
So what happened to the body?
到底尸体到哪里去了?
Well, there are a number of theories.
人家说有各种不同的理论。
Some say that the high priest took them.
有人说第一个理论是大祭司把它给拿走了。
Caiaphas was the high priest, the Jewish high priest stole it.
该亚法这个大祭司把它给偷走了。
But that doesn't make any sense.
但这个不合理。
They have personal reputations. They actually should actually produce the body.
他们需要保护他自己的名声，所以他马上就应该把死尸拿出来。
Or some say the Roman soldiers who guarded the place took it.
第二个理论说是在那边看那个坟墓的兵丁把它给偷，罗马兵丁偷走了。
That's silly too.
这也不可能。为什么他们要这样做呢?
Or they said the disciple took it.
有人说可能是门徒把他给偷了。
Well, if the disciple took it,
如果门徒把他偷了的话,
why would they do that?
他们为什么要这样做?
First of all, it would take more than one person to move this rock. In fact, those four women were not able to move this rock.
第一个需要很多的人来滚这个石头，甚至那三四个妇女都觉得没有办法把它滚开。
And then what happened to the Roman guards who were supposed to be guarding it?
而且要记得有罗马兵丁在那里看着这个坟墓，他们都到哪里去了？
Probably the bigger problem.
可能最大的问题是
，This is why do these disciples so insist that they saw Jesus resurrected.
为什么这些门徒坚持的要说他们看见了复活的主？
And you look at the dramatic change in their lives.
你看一下他们的生命有多么大的改变。
They were originally terrified.
他们本来是这么样的害怕。
And suddenly, in 7 weeks, it became absolutely certain.
突然在七个礼拜以后，他们却是这样坚定。
Some people die for a lie.
你想有一个人会为自己会为谎言而死吗？
Yeah, some may.
可能。
But very few die for a lie that they fabricated themselves.
有人愿意为谎言而死，但是为自己制造的谎言死的大概不多。
Yeah, especially when there's so many of them, there's 11 of them.
尤其是有11个人都愿意这个样做的话。
All this conspiracy.
都是这样，难道都是他们一起串谋的吗？
Yeah, so something must have happened.
所以有 一件事情一定发生了。
These terrified, humiliated men suddenly 2 months later were not afraid to die.
这些又胆怯又羞愧的人七个礼拜以后突然都不怕死了。
So, why would they say, why would these hundreds of people say they saw Jesus?
而且为什么有500多这么多人都说他们见到复活的主呢？
And a very dramatic change in their attitude.
而他们的态度极大的转变了呢？
This deep conviction.
他们这里有很深很强的一个信念。
One after another.
一个接着一个。
Going from panic and fear to absolute resolve.
从恐惧害怕到完全放胆。
We know Peter, that night he was arrested, he was so afraid he would not even acknowledge he knows Jesus.
我们知道耶稣定死的那一就是说那个被审的那个晚上耶稣那个彼得怕的都不敢承认耶稣。
Then 4 weeks later he stand up and boldly proclaim him.
几个礼拜以后他放胆地站起来跟大家宣告耶稣基督。
Stephen was martyred.
斯提凡被殉道了。
John, Paul,Even Thomas, doubting Thomas, went all the way to India and died there.
一个接着一个，甚至多马都跑到了印度，然后为耶稣而殉道。
Why did the disciples claim Jesus revealed himself to them?
为什么这些门徒就在没宣称说耶稣基督显现给他们看了呢？
In fact, when they were beaten,
事实上，当他们被打的时候，
they locked in jail, they were singing.
虽然他们被关在监牢里，他们都还可以唱歌。
In the Acts 5,
在《使徒行传》第五章
，Peter and John they were flogged and thrown in jail.
彼得跟约翰被打了，然后放到监牢里。
But strangely, in verse 41 says they departed rejoicing.
在第五章，在第四章，第几节
？Acts chapter 5, 40-42.
第五章第四十到第四十二节。
Yeah, when you read it.
他们离开公会心里欢喜因被算是配为这名受辱他们就每日在殿里在家里不住地教训人传耶稣是基督
Yeah, right, and keep going. Day after day in the temples.
那好像是第四章
Okay, that's, yeah, chapter 4, 18, 19, and 20.
第四章第十八到十九节。
到二十节。
到二十节。于是叫了他们来禁止他们，总不可奉耶稣的名讲论教训人。彼得、约翰说，听从你们不听从神，这在神面前合理不合理，你们自己说量吧。我们所看见、所听见的，不能不说。
我们所看见、所听见的，不能不说。其实 we cannot...But speak the things which we have heard and seen.
我们所看见、所听见的，不能不说。
What have they seen?
到底他们看见了什么
？What did they hear?
到底他们听到了什么
？That could so change their lives.
这一些东西可以完全改变了他们的生命。
Over the centuries.
再过，然后接着这一百年，一个世纪。
Over the many centuries.
在好多世纪以后。
There were many brilliant minds that have pondered this weight of the substance of the evidence for the resurrection.
有很多很多的人都在这里酌量，都在这里鉴定耶稣基督复活的证据。
One man is called Frank Morrison.
有一个人名字叫 Frank Morrison.
He's a British journalist.
他是一个英国的一个 journalist. 是一个what's a journalist?
记者
，Thank you.
He set out to expose the resurrection as a hoax.
他一开始的目的就是要来看一下这个复活，觉得说他这个是一个假的骗局。
He ended up writing a book called "Who Moved the Stone."
在他审查了这些证据以后，他写了这本书叫做。Who moved the stone?
In the introduction, he said, "This is a book that refused to be written."
在他的前面的前言说，这本书是一个我实在不想写的一本书。
Because he, by going through the evidence, he became a Christian.
因为在他审核耶稣基督复活的见证的时候，证据的时候，他自己成为了一个基督徒。
You're welcome to look at this.
你好，欢迎你们等一下来看这本书。
There was another man by the name of Lee Strobel.
还有另外一个人，名字叫 Lee Strobel.
He's a prize-winning journalist in Chicago.
他是在芝加哥的一个得奖的一个新闻记者。
His wife became a Christian.
他的太太成为了基督徒。
So he wanted to prove his wife was wrong and stupid.
他想要证明他太太是错了，很笨的。
He's a journalist, so he spent a lot of time looking at the evidence.
因为他自己是一个记者，所以他花了很多时间来看这个证据。
Later, he wrote a book. He became a Christian.
后来他成为基督徒。
And he wrote this book called The Case for Christ.
他写了一本书叫 The Case for Christ.
Which you are welcome to read as well.
大家也欢迎来看。
There's another man.
还有另外一个人。
Simon Greenleaf.
他叫做 Simon Greenleaf.
He is a brilliant professor, law professor, professor of evidence.
他是一个很有名的一个法律系的教授，就是专门看证据的一个教授。
He was with the Harvard Law School.
他是在哈佛大学的法学院。
He was one of the people who first gave reputation to the Harvard Law School.
也就是因为他使得哈佛法学院变得非常的有名。
He was mocking Christians.
他那时候也是在讥笑基督徒。
And then he was challenged by a student to look into the evidence.
然后有一个学生就向他挑战说，为什么你不去查查这些证据呢？
So after that, this Jewish professor.
在他查了证据以后，这个是犹太人的一个法律教授。
He committed his life to Christ.
他自己也成为了基督徒。
So the point I want to make,
我想要跟大家所讲的重点是
that even though this is something that happened a long time ago,
虽然这件事情好像发生在很久以前
there is enormous physical and testimonial evidence for the resurrection of Jesus.
在这里有很多实际上的证据以及很多人的见证来证明这一件事情。
This is one of the unique aspects of Christianity.
这是基督教里面很独最独特的一点。
These are falsifiable claims.
而这一些证据是你们可以来审查的。
They're very specific.
而且也是非常的清楚的。
Based on historical facts.
而这一些证据是基于历史上的事实的。
But some people. They just have a problem with miracles.
因为有一些人就说，哎，我的问题就是奇迹的问题。
Yeah, I just don't. You know, I'm a scientific guy.
我是一个科学，学科学的。
I just don't believe in miracles.
我不能够相信奇迹这件事情。
So what is a miracle? What's the definition of a miracle?
你觉得奇迹的定义是什么呢？
What's a miracle?
到底奇迹是什么呢？
Well, it's something unusual, right?
那是一个很独特、不寻常的事情，对不对？
Like Michigan undefeated for the whole season, it's a miracle.
像密西根足球队一直赢。
the Chicago Cubs, they have not won the World Series since 1908 or something. You know, winning the World Series, we may see that, right? But that is not really a miracle, right? But miracle must be something unusual. It doesn't happen very often, right?
所以第一点，奇迹一定是一件不寻常的事情，不常发生的一件事情。
But it's not just unusual.
但是它不仅是不寻常。
The Latin word for miracle is miraculum.
拉丁文的 miracle 叫做 miraculum.
It's a wonder.
就是说
something wonderful.
奇妙，美妙。的这个意思在里面。
So in other words, a miracle is something exceedingly surprising or wonderful deviation from the known laws of nature.
什么叫做奇迹呢？就是一个很奇妙、很宝，就是说很奇妙、很让人喜乐的一个不寻常的一件事情。
Yeah, 很奇妙，让人喜乐，不寻常。Right. So it's wondrous and it is unusual.
所以它是奇妙，而且它是不寻常。
Now, something that we dare not even hope for.
像这个样的事情，我们好像连想都不敢去想它。
Yeah, you know, oftentimes there are miracles in our lives and we don't even know they're happening.
但是你知道，在我们的人生，有时候有奇迹发生，我们自己都不知道。
So here's a story I read.
我看到了一个故事。
This is a real story written by a pastor who's describing an account.
他是这是一个真实的故事，是一个牧师，他写说他亲眼看见的一件事情。
He said a few years ago in downtown Denver.
他说好几年以前他在丹佛市的城中心。
A friend of mine and I, we were sitting in a restaurant.
他跟他一个朋友坐在一个餐馆里。
It was a cafe. We were on the street, 16th Street Mall.
所以他是在一个路边的一个 cafe 坐在那边。
And he said it was hot day. The sun was coming down.
他说那一天很热，那个太阳照得很亮。
There wasn't a bit of breeze.
一点风也没有。
And as we finished lunch,
当我们吃完中饭的时候
，we looked up. We noticed there was a mother and her young daughter walking out of a card shop across the street.
我们一抬头看到街的对岸有一个年轻的母亲，牵着她的小女孩从一个卖卡片的店走出来。
She was holding her daughter by her hand, reading a greeting card.
她一手呢，牵着她女儿，另外一手就在看一个卡片。
It was immediately obvious to us that she was so engrossed in the card that she did not notice a shuttle bus moving quickly towards her.
很明显的就是说这个妈妈这么样的那个专心的在看卡片，她不知道她走的那个路上马上有个卡车要开过来了。
She and her daughter were one step away from disaster.
她的跟她的女儿再往前走一步，惨剧就要发生了。
We hardly had time to yell.
我们连叫她的时间都没有。
Suddenly a breeze came and blew the card out of her hand.
突然一阵风刮过来，就把这个卡片从她的手中吹走了。
Over her shoulder.
就是从她这个肩膀后面吹过去。
She spun around to grab the card.
结果她就转过来去抓那个卡片。
Almost knocking her daughter over.
她是几乎把她的女儿撞倒。
By the time she picked up the card and turned back to cross the street,
当她把那个卡片捡回来，然后要过街的时候
，the shuttle bus had gone by.
那个大车已经开过去了。
She never even knew what almost happened.
她甚至都不知道到底发生在她有什么事情。
This passage says, to this day, two things still perplex me.
这个牧师说，到现在有两件事情我还是想不通。
Where did that spurt of wind come from?
第一个就是。那一阵风到底是从哪里来的
？There wasn't a whisper of wind at lunch or during our walk, even later, walking back.
在吃午饭的时候一点风也没有，在事后一点风也没有。
And I wondered if we yelled, maybe that would have been even worse.
我在想，如果我们喊出来了，可能更糟糕。
Because she would have looked up instead of backwards.
她会抬头看，而不会反过去看。
He says, you know, the reality is you oftentimes.Miracles happen. We don't even know it.
所以事实上就是奇迹发生在我们的身上，我们常常都不知道。
In my own life,
在我自己的生命里
，I think back on God, how God led me to Christ.
我在想，说是神怎么样带领我来认识他。
So many small things.
有很多小小的事情。
They all happened the way they happened.
他们就是这个样的发生了。
Afterwards,
在事后
，I became a Christian.
我就成为了一个基督徒。
So many small things might not have happened the way it happened.
如果这些小的事情不是那个样的发生的话
，Yeah, I mean, for example,
比方说
，Lily and I are here today.
我们俩今天能够站在这里
，is because 29 years ago.In the morning breakfast, we met each other.
是二十九年以前有一个早上，我们两个碰到了。
Yeah, and why did we meet each other?
为什么我们那天会碰到
？Because it was at a Christian retreat, right?
因为那是在一个基督徒的退休会。
We met each other, and talked because the night before, I made a decision for Jesus.
我们第二天早上碰到谈话，为什么？因为前一天的晚上我成为基督，我决志信主。
And she had just come to the retreat. She came late and she just arrived.
那我就是说我那一天才来这个退休会的，所以我是比较迟到的。
So why did I make a decision for Jesus that Wednesday night?
为什么那个我们认识是礼拜四啊？那为什么那个礼拜三呢？那个礼拜三晚上我决志成为基督徒呢？
Well, because there was a man who was a speaker, and he said, "Boy, I notice there's a couple of you are not Christian yet, so I changed my subject. I want to talk about why you should believe Jesus.
因为在那个退休会，一个讲员他说，哎，我注意到在这个基督徒退休会里还有几个没有信主，所以我今天晚上信息要改掉。
I was one of those two people.
我就是在那个里面唯一的两三个还没信主的。
So he spoke that message for me.
所以他那个信息是为我讲的。
How did he know that there was a few non-Christians in this Christian retreat?
他怎么会知道在这么多的基督徒里面还有几个不信主呢？
Because on Monday night,
因为在礼拜一的晚上
there was a Bible study, and I was there, and he was helping, and I met him, asked a bunch of stupid questions.
因为有一个查经小组，刚好他在我们那个组上，那我就问了他一些问题。
So he noticed.
然后他就注意到，他才注意到的。
And why was I, Monday night, why was I on that Bible study?
为什么礼拜一的晚上我会在那个查经班呢？
I didn't even want to go to the retreat.
我根本不想到这个退休会。
Because it's in Chinese.
因为它是一个中文的一个。
And you know, it's Christian.
而且是一个基督徒的退休会。
But I went to that retreat because it was held at a place called Finland Falls in Ontario. It has very good fishing, and I love fishing.
我之所以愿意去这个退休会，是因为那个地点在 Finland Falls， 是在安大略省，那里钓鱼很好。
So and it's actually fishing at day and night time. Fish at night because the walleyes come in at night, and that's when we fish.
事实上，晚上钓鱼更好，因为那个 walleye 鱼是晚上进来的。
Yeah. So.But why was I not fishing Monday night?
但为什么礼拜一的晚上我没有在钓鱼？
Because there was this really terrible storm, really cold. I couldn't go fishing, so I went to the Bible study.
但是因为那天有一个大暴风雨，我没有办法去钓鱼，所以我才去了查经班。
So why are we here today?
为什么我们今天两站在这里？
Because of this really lousy, terrible storm in Pittsburgh, in Finland Falls, Ontario, 29 years ago.
是因为29年以前礼拜一的晚上有一场很大的暴风雨，在那个 Pittsburgh, 就是 Finland Falls, 所以我们今天才在这里。
You know, the Bible says all things work together for the good of those who love God.
圣经告诉我们叫万事互相效力，使爱神的人得益处。
万事互相效力。We do not know how God does His mathematics.
我们不知道神的算术是怎么算法的。
But the minute your heart desires God,
但当你的心里开始渴望神的时候，
maybe while you're in China, while you are somewhere else,
不一定你还在中国，不一定你还在别的地方，
He starts moving pieces together.
他就开始转移运作各种的事情。
So that one day you might have the opportunity to know Him.
使得你有一天能够认识他。
Every journey is personal. Every journey is unique.
我们每一个人的旅程都是很独特，就是我们自己才经历的。
But somehow God causes our path to cross so that all things work together for the good of those who love God.
但神使我们的生命相交，使得你能够叫万事互相效力，使你得益处。
So, you know.I was talking about miracles, right? So,
我刚刚是在讲奇迹，对不对？
So this is a miracle. We are here.
所以事实上，今天我们站在这里是一个神迹。
In fact, Jesus performed many miracles during his lifetime.
事实上，耶稣的这一生也行了很多的神迹。
The Bible recorded at least 22 healings.
圣经记载了至少22件痊愈的奇迹。
He healed the blind, the lame. He drove demons out of people.
瞎眼的、瘸腿的、鬼附的
，lepers，
以及大麻风的。
He also calmed the storms.
他使得海浪平静。
He walked on water.
他行在水面上。
Turned water into wine.
他使水变为酒。
He even raised 3 people from the dead.
他甚至使三个人从死里复活。
These are wonderful, amazing things.
这些都是很奇妙的事情。
But why is the resurrection of Jesus Christ considered the single most important miracle?In Christianity.
但为什么基督教说耶稣基督复活是最大的一个神迹呢？
Why? What is the significance of the empty tomb?
到底这个空坟墓有什么意义呢？
To understand this, you have to know what Jesus said about himself.
你要了解这个的话，你就先要认识耶稣基督讲他自己讲了些什么。
You know, we talked about what is a miracle.
我们刚刚讲了何为奇迹。
And Jesus performing many miracles.
耶稣的一生行了很多的神迹。
But this greatest miracle,
但这个叫做最大的神迹
because Jesus taught so many things,
因为耶稣教导了很多的事情
some very deep, very penetrating, very piercing,
有很多很深入很奥秘很刺透的一些教导
some very practical, they show up in all of our lessons and teachings today,
有些非常的实际在今天我们在教导的时候也常常都使用这一些例子
to love one another,
就是要彼此比方
do not
彼此相爱
lie, commit murder,
不要说谎
do not
不要杀人
cheat.
不要骗人
yeah, in fact his teachings are the foundations of much of Western civilization
因为耶稣基督的教导通常都是西方文化的基础
he had also very many penetrating insights about human nature
他对于人性有很多穿刺 的认识
He predicted Peter's denial.
比方说，他也预计到了彼得的背叛。
Yeah, he talked about how hypocritical we are. We believe one thing, we do another.
他也讲到人是非常假冒为善的，我们说的跟我们做的常常不一样。
But more than that, he had lived an amazing life.
不仅如此，他一生活了很奇妙的一生。
He spent time with all the people nobody wanted to be with.
他花了很多时间跟一些别人都不要跟他在一起的人。
Prostitutes and tax collectors.
妓女、税吏。
Reached out to with great compassion.
他非常有怜悯心，他来帮助很多的人。
So a lot of people call him a great religious teacher, a moral teacher.
所以有很多人说他是很好的一个宗教家，是很好一个道德的老师。
Yeah, but there is another problem with this interpretation.
但是如果你光这样说他的话，有一个问题。
Because it's like you've never read his writings.
因为如果你光说他是一个道德家，一个好老师的话，等于你没有仔细的看一下他所写的东西，
Because、
讲的东西。
Some of the things he says are either it is very hard to understand.
因为有一些他所讲的东西是非常难了解的。
It's just very too good to be true.
他所讲的实在是让你觉得不可能吧？怎么可能这么好？
或者是 totally crazy.
或者是这疯子才说这些话。
For example,
比方说
all of his theology,
他所有的神学理论
when he talks about himself,
当他讲他自己的时候
he equated himself to God,
他说他自己就是神与神同等
he accepted the worship of his followers,
他接受他的那一些门徒对他的敬拜
he didn't just say, oh, it's true, he didn't say, well, I am God,
是
He does not say, I am God. He didn't literally say that.
他并没有真真实实就说我就是神。
But everything he says
但他所说的一切
shows that he views himself as equivalent to God.
就是告诉我们说他把他自己看为与神同等。
This is very different from every other religious leader.
这是跟其他宗教的领袖非常不一样的。
Everybody, you know, all the other religious leaders are very humble, very selfish, very self-effacing.
其他的宗教，大部分的宗教领袖自己都好像很谦卑。
对 ，but look at what he says about himself.
但你看一看他对于他自己，他说了些什么。
This is the central paradox of his life.
这就是耶稣基督这一生让我们最想不透的一点。
That is his theology and his morality are so hard to reconcile.
就是他的神学与他的道德两个有时候我们好像不能相辅相成。
Very hard to reconcile.
有时候觉得不太能够了解。
For example,
比方说
he says, I am the bread of life.
他说我就是生命的粮。
He who comes to me will never go hungry.
到我这里来的必定不饿。
He who believes in me will never be thirsty.
信我的永远不渴。
Look, he said, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will have no life in you.
耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，我就没有生命，就没有生命在你们里面。
And whoever eats my flesh, drinks my blood, has eternal life.
吃我的肉喝我血的人就有永生
I will raise him up on the last day.
在末日我要叫他复活
And Jesus also said,
耶稣又对众人说
I am the light of the world.
我是世界的光
Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走
yeah,
必要得着生命的光
I am the bread of life.
他说我是生命的粮
I am the light of the world.
我是世界的光
Nobody talks like this.
没有一个人这个样子说。
Nobody ever did.
没有一个人曾经这个样子说
过。Well, there may be some crazy guys, but not someone who do all that moral teaching.
没有，可能是有一些疯狂的人，但没有一个又同时行出这么道德的一个生命的人。
Some people say, well, he said he's son of God, but we are all son of God. Anyway.
有一些人说，哦，他说他是神的孩子，我们每一个人都是神的儿子。
He just means to tell us we all should just awaken to the fact that we are son of God.
有一些人说，他就是要让我们能够了解。也认识到我们每一个人都是神的儿子。
But that's not what he says.
但这不是他所说的。
He says, "You are from below. I am from above."
他说你是我是从上头来的，你们是从下头来的。
You are of this world. I am not of this world.
你是属这个世界的，我不是属这个世界的。
He says, "I am the resurrection and the life."
他耶稣说复活在我，生命也在我。
He says, "He who believes in me will live, even though he died."
信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
And he says, "I and the Father are one."
耶稣说，父与我是合一的。
Philip, his disciple, asked him, "Show us the Father, and that will be enough for us."
腓力有一天问他说，你让父给我们看一看，我们就满足了。
让给我父看，这是 very logical question.
我觉得它是一个很合理的一个问题。
But his answer is amazing.
但他的回答非常的独特。
He said, "Philip."
他说腓力啊
I have been with you all this time.
我已经跟你在一起这么久了。
And you still ask to see the Father?
你还要跟我要父来看啊。
He says, "When you have seen me, you have seen the Father."
你知道当你看了我你就看到父了。
This is amazing teaching.
这是一个很奇妙的一个教导。
He is either crazy.
要不他就是疯了。
He thinks he is like God.
他以为他自己是神。
Or he is a liar.
或者他是个骗子。
That he knows he's not God. He wants to pretend to be like God.
他明明知道自己不是神，他要假装自己是神。
But if he cannot be just a good moral teacher.
他不可能也是一个好的道德的老师。
Because he doesn't give you that choice.
因为他没有办法把这个给你这些选择。
He's either a liar, a lunatic, or he is telling the truth.
所以只有三个选择，他要不就是一个骗子，要不就是一个疯子，要不他所说的就是真的。
You cannot comfortably say he's a good teacher.
你不能就这个样说啊，耶稣是一个好的道德老师。
So what is the significance of the resurrection?
所以到底从死里复活最大的意义是什么呢？
You know.I think the most important thing.
我觉得最重要的就是。
And for me, this is the key.
对我而言，这就是它的要素。
You know, let me give you the analogy from Einstein's example.
我就给大家一个例子，以爱因斯坦为一个例子。
You know, Einstein originally proposed the theory of relativity.
你知道爱因斯坦是提出相对论的人。
And when he first proposed it, there was a lot of math.
当他刚开始跟大家谈到相对论的时候，他的这些证明什么很多很多的数学。
People can't understand it.
所以当他提出来的时候，大家看也看不懂。
The specific theory and the general theory.
他是这些specific 独特的以及一般性的这些道理。
People couldn't understand it.
一般的人就是不懂。
So he proposed an experiment.
所以他说，那我们来做一个实验吧。
He see he talked about things like light will be bent right by gravitational pull.
他说光会因为地心吸引力而折。
So he said the next time you see a solar eclipse.
他说当下一次你看一个日食的时候。
You know when the moon is between the sun and the earth.
你看当地球在当月亮在地球跟太阳的中间的时候
said, If I am right,
如果我说的是对的的话
you will see light bend.
你就会看到光会折
you can calculate the mathematics.
然后它折多少你可以数学算出来
so, this, people tried it.
结果下一次的时候人真的就这个样子
It took actually a number of years.
事实上花了好多好多年
they evidently proved he was right.
结果借着这一些事实证明爱因斯坦所说的相对是对的
right.
Now, 对不对
why is the empty tomb so important
所以为什么空坟墓这么样的重要呢
well, it's like Einstein
就好像爱因斯坦的理论一样的
the time-space continuum
就好像爱因斯坦的这个时空相对论一样的
Jesus said many things we do not understand.
耶稣说了很多的事情我们可能不了解不懂
Like deep mathematics.
对我们而言就好像那个深奥的数学一样我们不懂
But when, when his disciples saw him resurrected,
但当他的门徒看见这位复活的主的时候，
they suddenly realized,
他们突然一下就了解到，
that he wasn't just, you know, smoking something.
他以前所讲的不是他随便讲的一些事情。
That in fact, he was very serious.
事实上他以前所讲的每一句话都是很认真的。
And the miracle of the empty tomb,
而这个空坟墓的奇迹，
it validates even the most extraordinary claims of Jesus.
就是耶稣对自己所讲的一切一切，甚至我们觉得很夸张的，都使他成为真实的 validated.
That he is who he claims he is.
他就是他所说的那一位。
That he is God incarnate.
他就是道成了肉身。
This is the shock that changed all his disciples.
就是因为这一件事情使得他的门徒整个都震惊起来。
Suddenly Peter realized after following him for 3 years.
彼得在跟随他三年以后突然了解到，
When he saw the empty tomb,
当他看到了空坟墓，
when he met the risen Christ,
当他见到了复活的主，
he says, boy, not only does this person know me inside out,
他说哇，这个人不仅对我彻彻底底的认识，
not only did he perform miracles, healings, and calm the storm and walk on the water,
他不仅行了很多的奇迹，医治了人行走在水上，使得海浪平静。
Even the most outrageous claims of his life are true.
甚至他对他自己讲了一些我们觉得很夸张的一些东西，事实上都是真实的。
He is the real deal.
他就是那个真真实实的一个神。
The bread of life.
他是生命的粮。
The light of the world.
他是世界的光。
The resurrection and the life.
他就是复活在他，生命在他。
He was there at the beginning of time.
在时空之前他就存在。
And he will be there at the very end to close the book.
在最后他也会在那里结账的。
He is the Alpha and the Omega.
所以他是厄鲁 Alpha, 他是 Omega.
What does the resurrection mean?
到底什么是复活？
It means this universe is not just a random bunch of scattered debris.
是复活的意义，就是告诉我们整个的宇宙不是一个没有目的的随便的运转的东西。
But there's a purpose in it.
在这里有它的目的。
It's held together, fused by the love of God.
在一切之所以有这个样子的运转，是因为神掌握着它，掌管着它。
Yeah, this is what caused the revolution in the hearts of all those people.
这就是为什么在那一些人的心里出现了这样的亮光。
Now there may be
使他们的生命得到极大的改变。
Yeah, there may be different reasons why people don't believe in God.
很多人不信神，有各种不同的原因。
Some feel, we may be a little later when we go question and answer, we can talk about some of them.
等一下，我们问题解答的时候，可能可以谈一下人不信神的原因。
But one of the issues I just addressed now.
但是有一件事情我现在要跟大家谈的。
This problem of suffering.
就是受痛苦，就是为什么世界上有苦难。
And people ask if God is all powerful, all loving, why is there so much suffering in the world?
有一些人就说，如果神是全爱又是全能，为什么这世界上有这么多的痛苦？
Either God must be too weak to do something, or He's too cold, doesn't care enough.
要不神就是太弱了，他没有办法来掌控；要不就是他太冷漠了，他不关怀我们。
So people look at 9/11 and they look at Shenzhen, Sichuan earthquake or what happened in Japan and they say, well, there cannot be any God.
所以有人看到大灾难像911或者是像汶川大地震或者像日本的大地震就会说没有神。
You know, I don't know if you wondered that.
我不知道你有没有想过这件事情。
There is a lot of suffering in the world.
这世界上是有很多的痛苦。
Many of you may have gone through some.
我想在座可能很多人也经历过很多的痛苦。
There's a lot of injustice in the world.
世界上有很多的不公平。
Yeah. I brought one more book in case you want to look.
我带了另外一本书。
You might as well look over lunch because, you know, I carried them all the way here and have to carry them back on the plane.
可能吃中饭的时候大家可以看一下我那老远的把它带过来。
There is this book, I don't know if you've seen, it's called The Scarlet Memorial.
有一本书叫做《红色的纪念碑》。
It's a very sad book.
它是一个很悲哀的一本书。
This is a book about the People's Republic of China during the Cultural Revolution.
这本书是写就是在中国文化大革命的时候经历了一些事情。
The writer is a journalist.
写这本书的人自己是一个记者。
This book is written in the 1980s.
这本书是1980年代写的。
He talked about some really tragic events that happened around Guangxi province.
他是讲说在广西发生了一些惨剧。
It's about tales of cannibalism.
他在这里事实上记载了一些人吃人的事情。
He went through a lot of files, documents, pictures, public records.
他看了很多的证据，看了很多的书，看了很多的，也照了很多照片，做了很多研究，很多文献。
He interviewed a lot of people.
然后他面试了很多的人。
The people during those days, people who killed people, cut them open, ate them.
在那一段时间，人杀人，然后人吃人。
One of the most vivid scenes in this book is an interview he had with this old man.
其中有一个非常的，就是说，就是让人特别触目惊心的，就是来面试这么一个老人。
He spent time talking to this man for a long time.
他花了很多时间跟这个记者谈。
Suddenly the old man said, "Yes, I admit everything."
突然这个老人就说，是啊，我承认一切。
I'm already 86 years old.
我已经86岁了。
I live long enough.
我已经活得够久了。
I don't care. Why should I be afraid of going to prison?
我干嘛还要怕什么入监牢呢？
And then he described what happened.
然后他就形容了那时候发生的事情。
He said, "Yes, I killed him."
他说，是的，我杀了他。
Yeah, he says,No matter who asked the question, I have the same answer suggested to us by Chairman Mao.
他说，不管别人问了我，问我任何的问题，我的回答都是照着毛主席的回答。
Fear nothing.
他说，不要怕。
Everyone supported us.
要在那个时候，我们所做的事情，每个人都支持着我们。
What I killed was the enemy.
我所杀的是一个敌人。
He says, didn't Chairman Mao say kill or be killed?
毛主席不是说要不就杀，要不就被杀吗？
If I live, you must die.
如果我活着，你就必定要死了。
Class struggle.
因为这是阶级斗争。
And then he described as very, very vivid, too graphic for me to read to you.
他然后
things that happened.
然后他就形容一些发生的事情，事实上都太过分了，我都不能够念出来。
Then he wrote. He said, all of a sudden, he said, drops of rain were dripping through the skylight.
他说那个时候突然就在那个屋顶上就开始下雨，他感觉到下雨。
He said, I found I could not ask any more questions.
我就发现我再也问不下去了。
He said, when I see the old man, I somehow could not generate any hatred.
当我看着这个老人的时候，我发现我的心里对他没有恨。
He said, in the darkness that accompanied the rain, I secretly snapped two pictures of the old man.
他说天渐渐黑下来，外面在下着雨，我偷偷照了两张照片。
I could not quite decide whether I took them out of sympathy for him or merely out of sympathy for myself.
我不知道为什么我要照这个照片，是我同情他呢，还是同情我自己呢？
He said, my book would be a portrait of both myself and my nation.
他说事实上我写的这一本书就是我自己的画像以及我国家的画像。
This is not an isolated event that happened many, many times.
他讲的这个老人不是唯一发生的一件事情，事实上在那个时候很多的地方都发生这个样的事情。
See, when we think about suffering,
当我们想到痛苦，
we think it's somebody else's fault.
我们觉得痛苦是因为别人的问题。
But the biggest problem are the sufferings that we cause.
但你知道最糟糕最重要的是我们制造出来的痛苦。
We can blame people, blame ideas, blame ideologies.
我们可以说这是别人的错，或者这个主义的错，或者这个思想的错。
But at the end, we do what we do.
但到最后，我们做出来的事情，我们自己得负责。
You know, what is fair and what is not fair in the world if there's no God?
如果这世上没有神的话， 什么是公平？什么是不公平？
Kill or be killed. If I live, you must die.
我活，你死。我杀，要不就我杀你，要不就你杀我。
The strong devours the weak.
你弱肉强食吗？
The race is to the swift.
跑得快的人才能赢啊。
If there's no God, that seems normal.
如果没有神的话，好像讲的这一切都应该是正常的。
But out of this darkness,
但是在这个黑暗之中，
there came a man.
出现了一个人，
so different from everyone.
跟其他的人都不一样。
Who lived a life that you and I would wish we could live.
他活了这样一个生命，是你我都不可想象能够活出来的。
Amazing things.
他说出一些奇妙的话语。
Things like, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth."
比方说，温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
He said, "Blessed are those who thirst and hunger for righteousness, for they will be filled."
饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
He said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God."
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
So who is right?
到底谁对？
Which is right?
到底哪一个对？
In the resurrection of Jesus Christ,
在耶稣基督的复活里，
we see who is right.
我们就看得出谁是对的。
We see the promise of God.
我们看到神的应许。
That God will come again.
神会再来的。
That he will judge.
他会审判。
And that every drop of innocent blood will be accounted for.
任何一滴流出来无辜的血都会有人为他伸冤的。
When we face the facts of the empty tomb,
当我们看到空坟墓，面对空坟墓，
we see that the future doesn't just belong to those with guns.
我们看到未来不是有枪的人才会赢，
not those with money, those with power.
不是那些有钱有权的人。
Blessed, those it belongs to the pure in heart.
而是清心的人会有福。
Those who seek after righteousness.
而那些饥渴慕义的人会有福。
You know, the Scarlet Memorial?
你知道红色的纪念碑？
The real Scarlet Memorial is written in the blood of God.
真正的红色纪念碑是以神的血写出来的。
The blood of God's own son.
是神自己的儿子的血。
It is God's promise to all mankind.
是神对所有人类的应许。
That in the resurrection of Jesus,
在耶稣基督的复活中，
every wrong will be righted.
每一件错的事情都会归为正。
Every brokenness will be healed.
每一个破碎都会得到痊愈。
And that man will receive eternal life.
而人因此会得到永生。
That there will be fairness, that there will be justice.
我们会有公义，会有公平。
That is the resurrection.
这个就是耶稣基督的复活。
That is what we believe in.
这就是我们所相信的。
It's not just a philosophy.
它不是一个哲学。
It is either true or not true.
它是一个要不你说是真的，要不就是不是真的一件事情。
Let me end with a story.
我以一个故事作为结束。
The story of a young boy named Jeremy.
有一个小孩名字叫 Jeremy.
Heard on the radio.
是我在收音机上听到。
He's 12 years old.
他12岁。
He had Down syndrome.
他是有蒙古痴呆症。
So he was serious birth defect.
所以他生下来有很多的缺陷。
It affected his mental capabilities and his life expectancy.
所以他的心理也受到了影响，然后他能够活多久也受到影响。
The doctors didn't expect him to live as long as he did.
甚至医生都没有想到他已经可以活这么久。
Yeah, although he was much older, he was in fourth grade.
他虽然已经十二岁，只有在四年级。
And he was with nine other children in his class.
在他的班上还有其他九个小孩。